Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to
building a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Jeff Passan with Christian Arcan on Friday night. And if you're watching on Twitch, twitch.tv/BostonWEEI.
I'll never unsee this.
You get to see what a round Dan Ball would look like. I know they say like it goes to your head when you get a little more air time, and he did last week, but it went to more than just his head. It went to his face, his belly. Like, Dan Ball,
AI is a hell
picture?
Of a thing, man.
Wow. Is that all you do? You put it in AI and like make this
you
guy fat?
You can do anything. What do you like? What version of you do you want to see?
6'4".
Okay. I'm sure for Zocco, but even before we cut to commercial,
I want
to
see 6 foot
can do
four
giant Andy. He can do George Mira Andy.
No, I don't want that. I want like
Andy
if
Marizon.
I were just 6'4".
Minute Hart.
Like Ted Johnson, middle linebacker Andy Hart would look like.
Oh.
At 6'4".
You want to see you Ted Johnsonified?
No, just 6'4".
You got your mind,
bro? Keep
changing
it. I just want to be 6'4".
6'4".
I wish I was a little bit taller. I wish I was a baller. Let's go to the phone line, 617-779-7937. Tyler in New Hampshire has been waiting around for a while. What's up, Tyler?
Not too much. I'm just kind of sick of hearing about the Rafael Devers thing. It's over. It's done with. And it's just time to turn the page. I mean, just people acting like, you know, like, oh, he was supposed to be the next David Ortiz and everything like that. It's like, well, no, he's not David Ortiz. He won't be David Ortiz.
Yep.
And
nor will he return calls to David Ortiz.
Right. And he isn't the reason. Him leaving isn't the reason why they have been playing subpar baseball as of late.
All right. Thanks for the call, Tyler. Agree to disagree. I think that's a terrible take, Tyler.
No, I see. I feel like at the end of last week.
So the best player,
Rafi
the highest
Devers
paid player.
Fatigue set in, though. Like, it was like people just got tired. We talked. I mean, it was just everywhere. I'm just saying, en masse, I think Sox Nation right now is like, okay, the series is over. We talked about it all week. It's been an ongoing topic. Like you said, we're glad to be
works.
Rid of the headache.
First time doing sports?
No,
I'm
reflecting.
We did Brady and Bledsoe for like 10 years after the
we're
hit from
still
Mo Lewis.
Look at this. We just got copies of the media copies, brag,
right.
Of the Gary Myers book, as you guys can probably see here on Twitch right now, Brady versus Belichick, the dynasty debate. I'll finish it, and I'll let you know who won.
Do we want to have Gary Myers on? We can pretend it's like, you know, 2021.
Wait, hold on. Didn't Ted do 3 episodes on Vice TV of the
yes.
Chris Mad Dog Russo narrated version of this book?
Yeah, is that what it's from?
I think it's kind of inspired by.
Okay. Well, it's the point is, when you have these superstar stories, mm-hmm. whether it's trades, like, are we never going to talk about the Luka trade again?
We might.
Okay, we might.
But every
Why?
Day.
Because Luka, are we in Dallas? If we were in Dallas or L.A., we might talk about it far more frequently and for a longer duration. Mm-hmm. Rafi Devers, you had a trio of superstar players won, mm-hmm. and you chose to keep one of them. You paid him $300 million. It was a disaster of a relationship with the organization,
they chose
as we're finding
wrong,
now.
As we can say, we let the wrong one in.
100%. But not just the wrong one in a baseball sense. Like, you could have had the wrong one, and he just bats, like, .260 with 21 home runs. Like, you chose the one that was a terrible tentpole player, a terrible leader. You don't want him to be your highest. He's the anti-David Ortiz and Tom Brady. That's what I'm going to call Devers. He's the anti-David Ortiz and Tom Brady. That's what he is.
That is a fabulous assessment.
And you don't want us to talk about it for very long? Like, who should I blame? You don't think he has any blame in the team stinking over the last 5 years?
Raffy? Of course he does.
Okay. So the best player gets some blame.
Hey, we want pitchers. I'm a reluctant leader. Yeah. No, I don't feel like doing this. I'm not going to do that. His attitude stunk.
Right. And you don't believe.
We both agree there's going to be a turnaround. I'm just saying there was an immediate fatigue.
Do you not believe that, you know, leadership
miracles, magic, fairies,
like through osmosis affects the clubhouse?
100%.
It affects everybody else. Even if they don't want to. Even if some of the players look at Raffy and say, he's a dink, I would never act like that. It can infiltrate the way they go, especially in a sport where you play every effing night, and you got a guy over there who's not a leader, who doesn't want to do what's in the best interest of the team, who I've said a million times plays for Devers. He doesn't play for the Red Sox. He plays for Devers. He plays for the name on the back,
not the name on the front.
Absolutely.
Yes. And how many, again? Just,
and you just traded him, and we're not supposed to talk about that?
Nope.
That's not a big deal.
We can talk about it just
in the midst of a season.
Depend, it's going to depend on how this season shapes up. If
correct.
We finish this, you know, it's all based on the results. So if they finish super under par, which is a good chance, then yeah, everyone is really going to be like looking back on the Devers trade, like what the hell?
I disagree. I think it goes much further than this season.
Oh,
it
yeah,
goes into
for
the
sure.
offseason.
Next,
do they
yeah,
sign Kyle
sure,
Tucker?
Sure.
Do they utilize that $30 million a year slot of money? Because if they're, we could look at it this way. How much did they pay Garrett Crochet? $30 million?
27 per? Yeah.
So $30 million.
Money well spent.
If they just said, we added that, if we can get rid of this $30 million, that balances out. Yeah. If in their mind that has already been filled, that slot by Garrett Crochet, then I hate this. I don't look at it that way. I'm a little gullible Andy again. That's what they dubbed me in the previous version of the afternoon program with Christian Arkham when I bought into some of the offseason when I was right. Just if we're going to be dubs, if we're doing dubs. Dubs. I was right. They added Garrett Crochet. They added Bregman. They were aggressive. They brought in contracts and high-end players. I'm back in. I think John Henry cares about this baseball team. I know that's not a popular take in town, the Chris Curtises of the world and all these people, and I might be right.
It's an asset. They just want to spend more because there was the curious case, Andy. We did even take calls last week on some people believing dumping Devers was synchronous with Fenway Sports Group investing heavily in Liverpool.
Oh, I know. That was a popular thing. I read about that online. And I know, I mean, maybe.
Well, if it was on the internet, you should have believed it.
I mean, that's, to me, that's the same as they built a lighthouse and a TV screen at Gillette so they didn't get players and they suck.
No, they could have gotten players, but you know why they built the lighthouse and the TV?
Because the stadium is a dump and they needed to buff it up.
Well, because they wanted to get the World Cup.
Okay, that's fine.
And they got it.
Whatever.
They got
but does the, is Ta-da. That the reason they did no. or didn't sign players? I don't no. believe that to
Jordan
be true.
Jordan told them not to.
Did they not get Chris, the hell is his name? Godwin, because they built a TV?
No, he didn't want to leave.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, like, we tend to, X ties into Y, and there's this direct connect. Don't a lot of owners have multiple businesses?
Several.
Okay, so we pick and choose when we tie together their various businesses.
Restaurants, like, soccer clubs.
How do we know that the soccer team didn't make a boatload of money and that's why they signed Crochet? Maybe it's actually a positive that they have all these Fenway sports groups. Maybe the Penguins probably didn't make money.
No, they didn't make
money. Maybe the soccer team made money over there, and maybe that's why you got Crochet and Bregman. How come no one ever brings up that idea? It's only a negative tie-in.
Because that doesn't work with the narrative.
Thank you very much. My bigger point is, I think the cigar-smoking owner of the Boston Red Sox, who flew his ass to Kansas City, not Miami, not L.A., not someplace where he could go out and get a great dinner and see
the
town,
you
whatever.
Can, you can
barbecue.
Eat like
you
a
think
champ.
He eats barbecue?
No,
you
I
think John Henry eats barbecue?
I don't eat with my hands. I have someone feed me.
He flew his skinny ass to Kansas City, and he became the big bald owner of the Boston Red Sox. And I appreciate that. I think he cares about this baseball team. That's my big picture takeaway right now.
He cares again, yes.
617-779-7937. I got to tell you, this subject line will always get you on the air here on WEEI Afternoons. Mike in the car, and it says he agrees with Andy. What's up, Mike?
Hey, what's up, guys? Hey, real quick, I can't hear anything on hold. That's very unusual. So
it's a new trick we're trying. We're trying the sensory deprivation method. How's that working?
Hey, Stiz, get on that.
No problem. Happy birthday, Dan, by the way. And
thank you, Mike.
Quick side note, I'm a 6-foot-tall, 300-pound biker, but my first concert was actually New Kids on the Block at Greenwood.
Do you like seaweed?
You know, no, I do not. trivia question. Who opened one of the greatest one-hit wonders ever? Tiffany. Anyways, moving on. Christian Campbell, I do think... Exactly. Christian Campbell, I do agree with you, Andy. I think, you know, we as fans, we're way more reactive than baseball people are, right? The Sox win a few games and they're going to win the World Series. They lose a few games and, you know, they're all bums and blow up the whole team. Baseball ops people tend to, you know, not in all cases, but we'd like to think anyways, that they all look more long-term view. And you're right. You have a kid in Christian Campbell who seems like a good kid, seems like a likable personality, someone you want to build around. He's young, he has a lot of upside, and he's cost-controlled. You're not going to have to deal with arbitration or hurt feelings of going into a room and saying all the reasons why you don't want to pay him money. And he's locked up for 8, maybe 10 years. I think that is a very tradable commodity. Maybe not for Mason Miller, but I do think that's a valuable chip at the trade deadline for sure.
Thanks for the call, Mike. That's a good call. You do have a chip. Now, the reverse of that is, why wouldn't you want Christian Campbell? If he's versatile and he's cost-controlled and he's the anti-Devers, he's willing to do whatever you want him to do, move around the lineup, move positions, do this, do that. Whether that made Devers mad or not, I don't even care.
Because you may get out so early, incidentally, on the Christian Campbell stock that you'll regret it in 2 years if he turns into a phenom like many believed last year he would.
You know my biggest issue with him is? What position does he play?
Even he doesn't know because the team has bounced. He's barely been in baseball for more than a couple of years.
Well, what position do you see him in?
First.
First base is his long-term position.
That's where I would take a chance on.
You are shrugging your scuffled, furrowed brow with scars across it. Like, first base. I'm Ron Burgundy, and he plays first.
First.
Dan Ball.
I would also say first because I've seen other positions and none have looked great. But he also seems more athletic than your typical first baseman.
Yes, he does.
He feels like an outfielder.
It's time to develop instincts. He needs reps. That's all. And that's why they're sending him down there.
Games anywhere.
Has he or has he not been getting reps at first base?
He has.
Yes.
So there we go.
It happened again yesterday.
We're on our way.
Yeah, but I don't think that means he's necessarily a long-term major league first baseman. I'm with Dan. He seems more athletic than a first baseman.
I feel like he's a corner outfielder given his makeup. It's just, again, a lot of it just looks uncomfortable. He does need reps before we know what he can play. Because right now he looks like a DH, and he can't hit. So that's not a good thing.
Yeah.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Never want to be a DH who can't hit.
Nope.
That's like Devers wanting to be a third baseman who couldn't field. Like, that was part of the problem.
And by the way, did you hear the five? Like, which of the, I know we got to go to break, but which of the first
Take a break.
Base stories?
I got a text.
Yeah. Break, bro. Which of the first base stories? Now, there was the whole, like, Devers mad at Christian Campbell because Christian Campbell said, I volunteer as tribute. I'll play first. And then there was the, well, actually, Devers said he was okay with playing first. He just wanted a full offseason to work on it. And then he wanted the team to commit to him for, like, the rest of his career. It all
made
got
no
so
sense.
Mad. You can see the popsicle headache we all
this
had last
is,
week.
I keep going back to this was a terrible marriage. This was a dysfunctional, toxic living. Like, you know, do couples do that? Oh, I'll take out the garbage as long as you ensure that I have to take out the garbage for the next 8 years. Like, what? You don't want to play first, but you want them to guarantee you'll play first?
Mm-hmm.
And you'll do it only, like, he's just a, He's a whiny little, I don't know, I probably shouldn't say.
He's entitled. He is entitled. And as Mike Vrabel told us, Crossing Sports 3-2-1, we are removing entitlement from the building.
And I don't realize, like, is that normal with Dominican-born baseball player? Like, he feels like he's a pampered American AAU athlete. That's what he feels like to me. And he's not that. Like, his makeup and his upbringing, he was 16 years old when the Red Sox signed him, I believe. And, like, how did he get to this?
A little bittersweet.
He's entitled. You're right. That's the perfect word. Just like a lot of American rich, spoiled, lax bros and all these AAU kids, they're all entitled. How did Rafi Devers get so damn entitled?
Because the Red Sox enabled it for the better part of a decade.
Ding, 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 ding,
ding.
They
asked nothing of him and gave him the world.
And then the first time they asked of something, he's like, no.
No.
That's partly on them because they never asked. You should have built up to your asks along the way, but you never asked him to talk to the media. You never asked him to be a leader. You never asked him to get in shape. You never asked him to do virtually anything. You let him show up and do what he do, make errors at third and hit baseballs out of the batter's box. That's what he did, right? That's all he wanted to do, and you allowed him to just do what he did. And then the first time you asked him to do something that was outside his comfort zone, he turned on you, and it blew up in your face. That's a Devers problem, not a Red Sox problem. That's why I was on his side for like a minute, but now I'm off his side.
That was a memorable one day.
That was that one day. 617-779-7937. We see your phone calls lining up talking about Cora, Devers, and this whole situation. We've called it a situation for months now. It remains a situation even with Devers in San Francisco. And we will get to the NBA Finals. And do we have a budding dynasty or not? We'll let you know. 617-779-7937.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave. Welcome to the club.